that the 1970s, the 80s, you didn't think of going to the police. The same thing is going on in Yeshiva College in Melbourne. And I have to tell you, they dragged in Rabbi David Groner's name. I knew Rabbi Groner. He was a gonadir. He was a tzaddik. He built Australia. He was a Chabadnik. All of Australia is Chabad. Wherever there's Yiddishkeit, even the Mizrahi is two-thirds Chabad. Everyone is Chabad there. He built it. He was a Gaon, knew how to paskin. I don't use these words lightly. And I knew the whole Groner family. His nephew was my best friend, Svi Zecher Tzadik Livracha. His brother with Label was the Rebbe's right hand. And Yaakov Groner was Makariv me when I came in Aliyah in 69. His wife, Betty, took Malka to show her how to shop here. How can you pay back people for their kindness like that when you're a stranger in a strange land? You know, today I'm a big shop in Israel. I'm living here 44 years. There's, you know, nothing you can tell me about Israel. But in 69, what a thing. So they dragged him. There was this pedophile. He remained. He didn't call the police. He said, we'll treat it with psychologists. Maybe that was what went on then. They didn't call the police. They didn't think that right. It's a different world today. So I want to be Melamed Zchut and Rabbi Lamb and all be scuttlebutt against him. What do you want out of him? It was a different era. And of course, he asked Rabbi Miller to take over. Okay, we're not going to solve it. I say what I said last week, what they said to Joe Jackson. Say it ain't so, Joe.